This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Gen Z Money. Today's episode is going to be part of our career series where we're talking to a bunch of young people about what they do for work and how they got there. Today, I'm going to be talking to Pierce, who is a wedding photographer. We're going to be going through what a wedding photographer does on a day-to-day basis, how you can become a wedding photographer, the challenges, the best parts, how much you can expect to be paid, how you can promote yourself, the skills that make for a good wedding photographer, and some tips for those that are looking to make that a career themselves. I really loved this chat with Pierce. He's doing so much great work at only 18 years old, so I hope that you find this valuable too. Hey, Pierce, thank you so much for joining us on Gen Z Money.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, Pierce, I wanted to talk to you today because you have a really interesting career at a very young age. So for those who haven't heard from you before, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Pierce. I'm from the Gold Coast and I am 18 years of age and I am a wedding photographer.
Amazing. So I want to take you back to high school. Did you know in high school that you wanted to be a wedding photographer, and what did you do from there?
In high school, not specifically weddings, but I always wanted to be a photographer. I remember since grade seven, I would like go out and shoot a sunset. And from there, from grade seven to grade 12, just continued growing the passion. And then it was in grade 12 that I just came along and shot a friend's wedding. And I thought, you know what, this could be really great to continue to get into.
So what is it about wedding photography in particular that caught your attention?
One, the money. And then two, just the whole like vibe of the day. Being able to tell a couple's story is amazing. That's why we called our business the Story Co. But yeah, it's just a big vibe. Weddings are cool. They're fun. Couples are fun. So it's just cool to be amongst it all and capture those moments.
So tell me a little bit about the Story Co. What does that involve? That's a business that you started yourself?
Yeah. So it's a business I started with a friend who's a videographer. So basically it's not just wedding photography. It's a package deal where couples can get photo and video in the one deal, making it a bit more affordable and easy for them. And since we've launched about 6 to 12 months ago, we've now shot about 5 to 7 weddings. So we hit our goals for the first year because we knew that we wouldn't shoot insane amount, but we hit our goals and basically, yeah.
So what made you decide to start your own business versus maybe trying to get a job as an employed photographer?
Yeah, I would just say being my own boss and kind of having the freedom of what the business would run like. And whereas when you work as an employed photographer, you're probably not as making as much, you know, income or the profit. So having my own freedom to be able to take the direction and reign over my own business, and it kind of would be my own style. Since starting, I have like developed my style and the kind of theme that we roll with.
So what are you doing on a day-to-day basis? Let's say you've got a photography shoot for a wedding. What does a typical day look like?
On the day of a wedding? Yeah. All right. So wake up. Thank God. And then just basically normally if it's local, we'll go get coffee. We'll chat over the day. We'll chill. I like to keep things chill. Like a lot of photographers or people, when you tell them you're a wedding photographer, they're like, oh, stressful, you know. But I just like to keep things chill. Charlie and I, my business partner, will normally hang out and we know everything we need to do. Then we'll turn up in the morning, typically, to shoot getting ready. We'll make sure everything's good. We'll encourage the bride and groom. And then from there, head to the venue and have fun and, yeah, just capture the day. Mainly I'm just capturing whatever's in front of me, so I'll just have my camera out at all times.
And what are some of the things that you do before and after a wedding in terms of editing and all the business side of things?
Yeah, so there's a lot behind the scenes more than just shooting the wedding. There's a lot of editing that goes into it. And then when I'm not editing, either, you know, doing some marketing, running some campaigns, brainstorming, also contacting couples, emailing. So our upcoming couples, we'll we'll like keep in contact with them and make sure everything's going all right, make sure they're okay. Recently, we just ran a campaign, so that took up most of my past couple of weeks. We ran a giveaway, and it was successful with our goals, so we're pretty happy about that. So now it's just trying to get the runners up from that campaign to book us. So yeah, day to day, it's actually a bit of fun, just working from home and a lot of freedom on when to work, like, because what you put in is what you'll get out.
Absolutely. And in terms of learning how to be the best wedding photographer you can be, did you undertake any qualifications? Did you ever feel the pressure to go to university or anything like that?
Yeah, my parents wanted me to go to university, but I just thought that's not the role or the way I wanted to go. I did take a diploma of business back in high school, but honestly, don't remember any of it. But it's funny you asked that. Yesterday, I signed up for a business course with a guy in Melbourne called Jai Long. So that's going to be great over the next year to level up the business, be educated, and just take everything to the next level. He's an amazing wedding photographer, and it's just cool to be able to join a community that he has, and everyone's supporting each other on. So that's what I'm doing at the moment to level up, yeah.
So as a wedding photographer, how do you actually promote yourself and make your business known? I imagine getting out there is probably one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, it is. Firstly, most of our weddings were people we knew. So it started with our inner circle. So I think I just had to be confident and say, hey, look, we're doing weddings. This is the business, promote it on socials and get in people's faces. And then, you know, once you create that awareness, your friends or people or friends of your friends, they'll know a photographer, and that might be me, and they'll inquire and hopefully book. Other than that, we also have started a lot of like social media marketing. We're running our socials, trying to keep it consistent. We also launched our website a couple of months ago. That was a long slog, but it was good to get it done with. And yeah, just blogs, hopefully you'll get them running. But there's a lot of way that we can market it. But I think it firstly just starts with the inner circle, and word of mouth advertising is the best.
Yeah, definitely. And you said before about on the day of the wedding, you're not only photographing the ceremony, but you're also photographing things like getting ready, which are all very personal moments. So what are some of the qualities or traits of a good wedding photographer outside of just having the skills of taking the photos?
Yeah, I think they've got to be really personable and friendly, easy to get along with, and you know, just really calm the nerves of the couples. Sometimes they're a bit antsy, and just, you know, just help them out, you know. I would say, yeah, friendly, getting along with people. You know, it's a people business, so you've got to be sociable. Yeah, I'd say that, yeah.
So at your first wedding that you shot, were you nervous?
The first wedding I shot solo, I was. The first wedding I shot with a group of people, there was like three photographers. It was kind of weird. That one, I was really chill. I was just, you know, doing a bit of free roam, shot whatever I want. But the first one alone, I would say I was pretty nervous. But by the end of the day, it was a big relief. I feel like I really prepared well. So if there is anyone out there who is going to shoot a wedding alone, just prepare well, maybe undertake a quick course on lighting and creating portraits. That's what I did, and it really helped. Like, I went into the day planned out. I had a document with my table, like, all right, this is the run sheet, these are the shots that I'd like to get. And the couple was really happy, and they also thought that I made them like more comfortable and laugh. So I don't know, on shoots I like to laugh, you know, have a joke and play some music and really just have fun. Hey, like, if everyone's serious, it's not that fun.
Yeah, kind of put everyone at ease a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the things that really impressed me is that you are only 18. I imagine you're probably quite a bit younger than a lot of the people that you might be working for. So do you feel like there's any extra hurdles in being young? Do you feel that you have to prove yourself any more than you would if you were older?
Personally, I feel like I've always been quite confident, no matter my age. Like, I've always just been kind of the go-getter type. I think couples might overlook, oh, he's a bit young, but your work needs to speak for itself. And if your work's great, then there's not going to be an issue. And if you're really confident, then people will trust that. Like, confidence is able to be trusted. And if you're a bit nervous about your work, or you're showing someone, you're like, oh, I don't know, they probably won't trust that, and they'll probably go for someone who's a bit more experienced. But yeah, personally, I just feel like I've been confident, and that hasn't really halted it, anything because of my age.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you love about your job. What are the best parts of being a wedding photographer, or your favorite moments?
The best parts would probably be just making the client really happy, the couple really happy, especially them sharing on their socials, and they're just stoked with their photos. And the end result of that, delivering the gallery, and they're really happy. You've successfully told their day. That's probably the best part. The other best part, so there's so many. Hey, that's a great question. Sometimes, like, I don't really get emotional, but at weddings, weddings are a different, like, they hit a spot. Hey, like, there's just always these scenes where as soon as they walk down the aisle, they'll always be like a grandparent, and they'll come up and hug them, and they're all crying, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'll like shoot that, but meanwhile behind the glass, the lens, I'm like, oh, internally crying. Yeah, they're the best spots. And then always the party's fun. We had one on the Gold Coast, and it was the day of the lockdown, and the lockdown was at 4 p.m. and they're like, right, we're going to party until 4. And they got so loose. That was fun. So, yeah, that was really fun, yeah. But there's so many good moments, hey. And but I would say that the pinnacle is definitely making sure that the couple is happy and that they're all satisfied. It's all about the client experience.
For sure. And you did mention there a lockdown as well. So that actually brings me to my next question of what are some of the challenges of your job?
Yeah, probably in the recent season, COVID. Queensland, where I am, hasn't had it too bad, but there was that recently, a snap lockdown, and we had a wedding on that day, which was a bit crazy. They were stressing out. We were like, what the heck? We weren't expecting this, because I just always thought, oh, it'll never happen here. Hey, we'll be fine. probably the challenge is that's one, COVID, couples not being able to really have their weddings, or maybe holding off. But personally, the business has gone all right, actually. Like, we had two weddings that could have been in lockdown, but they ended up being out of lockdown. So it was just a smaller gathering, and that actually turned out all right. It's kind of cool being an intimate ceremony. Maybe another challenge could be sometimes there's some quiet months, and it's a bit hard to generate leads and find bookings, but definitely coming up with a strategy like a giveaway has absolutely made brand awareness and the potential to book a good amount of couples for 2022.
So are there wedding seasons? I don't know much about weddings.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on the state, but I think weddings happen all year round. A great thing that's on the rise is a winter wedding. Like, the Gold Coast is not even that cold in the winter. The weather's good. Like, summer weddings here, I think they're the popular season, because a lot of our giveaway couples are entering for like January to April, around there. Mm-hmm. But it's just going to be insanely hot. So
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. If I was getting married, I would do a winter wedding, personally. And I think they're a good vibe. But I think the busy months are probably summer. I guess they're all year round. So that's the good thing. A lot of photographers in the down months might do family shoots, or relax and just, you know, kick back, might go on a holiday, or also maybe finish off some editing, because that's a long process.
So were there any, like, for yourself as well, if you're not doing wedding photography, do you offer any other services?
The Story Co. is like a niche towards weddings, but I also do run just my individual sole trader business, which is just under my name, Pierce Brennan. And being graduated last year, I've shot formals for the past couple of years. So they're good fun, you know, year 12 formals. So I do events and birthdays and formals if they ever come up. But yeah, the Story Co is just niche towards wedding. But in saying that, like, if a family came along, yeah, we'd book them.
Yeah, for sure. So as a wedding photographer, what do you kind of expect to be paid? What are wedding photographers normally get paid for their work?
Honestly, that varies. Each photographer would charge different, most of them, depending on their value and worth. to start off our bookings, we didn't have any supply and demand, so our price was lower and we just wanted to get into it. So we gave this insane deal for photo and video for $2,000, and like, you know, couples were winning. But since then, we have launched like a price guide, and our middle package is around the four mark. So 4K for photo and video. Honestly, you'll get photographers who'll charge cheap, $1,000, but you kind of get what you pay for, hey. And then you also get photographers who will charge 8K. It's insane. So that's definitely a goal to increase over time. But it's kind of just a supply and demand thing.
So you did mention that in the wedding photography business, there can be periods of time where there may be less work than others. How do you manage your personally? How do you manage money in those situations?
Yeah, great question. So for us at the moment, we only get paid for the weddings we shoot. So my day-to-day job just casually is working at Kmart. And then also if any other photography work comes along, it's always really helpful. So we should pay ourselves a little weekly wage soon, whether it's small. When we're not shooting weddings, it's kind of just your normal job. But our goal next year is to go full time.
Amazing. Well, I can't wait to see that happen for you, Piers. I've seen your work and it looks amazing. So really excited for you. So what would your advice be for someone who's looking to make photography their career?
Oh, the best question. I would say just continue practicing, level up your skills, watch YouTube, educate yourself, go out and shoot, have passion projects, find inspiration. And if you're into specifically wanting to get into weddings, find a local photographer, or maybe you know someone, and just ask if you could tag along from them. When you do tag along, be willing to learn and being helpful. It might just be literally like carrying their bags or their gear, but watching and being in the room will do you a lot of value, would be great for you. And I would say, yeah, just get into it. Be confident, be bold, and do it.
Amazing. Well, thank you again so much for joining us on the podcast. I think this was really helpful. If anyone wants to check out your work and see what you're doing, where can they find you?
They can find us on Instagram at thestoryco_ or online www.thestoryco.com.au.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Piers.
Thanks so much for having me.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. If you're after personal financial advice, don't get it from a podcast. If you would like help based on your own personal situation, head over to sortyourmoneyout.com, click Get Help, and we'd be happy to introduce you to one of our trusted advisors. Our panel of advisors, mortgage brokers, and accountants work with clients all over Australia so they can connect with you wherever you are. That's sortyourmoneyout.com and click Get Help. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Simo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorized representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.